doesn't truly feel like football until you hear a few of these. And those fans who attended Saturday morning's practice heard plenty because it marked the first time the team wore pads this training camp, the first time players really got a chance to see where they stand physically.
A big test for, you know, front linemen on both sides and linebackers and a running game. You know, we got to establish a run to win in this league, and defensively we got to be able to butt up and play good defense, and I think we showed both sides today.
For the first day in pad, everybody fired off the ball, and there was good contact. You know, we're just seeing where guys are at right now with the pads on. You know, it's the first day. We haven't been in pads in over a year, so we're just getting used to, you know, getting hit and making hits.
Coaches, of course, are learning too. They get to see who wants to get mean, something defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio has been saying since he came to Denver will be required to play in his defense. It's also a way for a lot of players to land a job.
I was one of the players that benefited from being in pads, you know, in my career. A lot of times I was beat out in the spring, and I take my job back in the fall when we put the pads on. So you can't really settle too much until you get the pads on. The sport is played in pads. Tackling and being able to shed blocks is important. And so, yeah, it was good. And I think the guys were really ready to be in pads. You know, long off season, getting ready for this point. A lot of excitement about Peyton being here and us having an opportunity to take this team to another level. And so for us to be able to get that pad work started was good.
From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.